Tchau!
No more sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Adam Emmett Ho.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
How are you doing, Saya?
Better than last night.
Okay, not a great night last night for the boys. Not a great night last night for the boys. That'll probably happen sometimes. You know, Philly took down Atlanta.
There's only one man who showed up.
Detroit blew out fucking San Diego.
Flexing day.
Colorado beat Milwaukee. Oakland beat Houston. Arizona beat San Francisco. Washington beat the Dodgers. But, flexing.
The Orioles beat the fucking Rays, too.
Yeah, the Orioles are
a pretty good squad.
Yeah, a bit of a squad.
Problem right now.
But those other ones, there was a lot of upsets last night. Yeah. We will fucking... Tuesday's normally a good day for us. Just fucking jinxed it. Tuesday's normally a good day for us. We got to choose the right audio apps for you. Excuse me, Siri.
Come on.
There we go.
Excuse me, Siri. Sorry. It's already falling off the fucking rails. Speaking of falling off the rails, Bruce is here. And we will be continuing our NFL preview with the New York Football Giants. And Bruce is pretty confident.
I wouldn't say confident. I'm very optimistic, as I am this time of year, basically every year. But I think that there's real reasons to be optimistic this year, as opposed to kind of just the Gettleman regime kind of plodding
along.
That
regime fucking stunk.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mitt, did you try to say something in the middle there and not put your mic on, or did I just hear something else?
No, I just laughed when he said he was getting optimistic.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of that, but the Cowboys and Giants have the same chance to win the Super Bowl realistically, which is basically none.
Bruce said he was going to check his bias at the door yesterday and then proceeded to shit on the Cowboys the entire time.
You can say all you want. You cannot do that.
No, I'm unbiased again today.
Mitt will do the same thing today. Mitt, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Tony. Actually, we got the Commissioner's Cup in the WNBA. A little mid-season.
It's gold, boys.
It's kind of like a mid-season championship. It's the top two teams, actually.
I forgot to look. Did we beat the Nerds last night? Or
all right, well.
Yeah, no, the Nerd
team lost. Blue Collar, you won.
Yeah, Blue Collar covered. The other one, I lost.
What was the other one? Do you remember?
So the Aftershocks we had been riding.
I wasn't on that one. I was on just the name game.
Yeah, the Aftershocks, they won by one.
But the name game came home.
Name game right now is, I think, what?
2-0.
2-1? I mean, 2-0.
Nerds
did not cover. That's who told you you were supposed to ride with us on that one, Pop.
Let's find another name.
Fucking team, right?
Team, right?
We got TBT tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find a name game.
Yeah, let's fucking listen. We're gonna do TBT. We're gonna do the Commissioner's Cup. We're gonna do baseball, and then we're gonna do the Giants.
Is it round robin? What the fuck's going on?
You know what? Speaking of, and
Are you talking about the TBT?
No, it's tournament. I think it's bracket.
No, if you lose, you're out.
Yeah, it's a bracket.
One and done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
pretty sweet.
You know, I brought this up just to fucking. I knew you'd be sitting at home and go, this motherfucker. Hey, England, I was just out there up 1-0 on fucking Sweden in the semis. Is it coming home or?
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. No? Nothing?
Not till fucking November, my friend.
Okay. So this one doesn't.
Once those videos are fucking ready to go, there's nothing better than getting people riled up with the it's coming home.
Okay.
Because whether you believe it or not, people fucking hate it, and it is awesome.
Tonight, TBT, I'm looking at, we got 4 games tonight?
Full slate of TBT. I don't think there's a clear-cut name game, but one that jumps out to me, War Ready at the Buccaneers.
Going war ready.
Yeah, I think you have to go war ready plus 3.5 there.
Oh, who's on the Bucs squad?
Let me look.
I don't know. They're
war ready is
War Eagle?
Auburn. Yep.
And then Buccaneers, maybe the...
War Ready is an all-time record of 0-2.
All time.
All right.
Well, they're still in the...
I'm just telling you.
I mean, yeah, no, I know.
I'm telling you what TBT website.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how often they're hitting refresh on the data.
And who are they playing? The
Buccaneers. The Buccaneers. But there's also a best Virginia team, which I'm pretty sure is West Virginia. So I don't know who the Buccaneers are.
Buccaneers.
Why would the Buccaneers be? Because you mean the Mountaineers?
Yeah.
Eastern Tennessee State.
Okay, yeah.
Alumna.
War Ready plus 3.5. Lock it up and throw away the key.
All right, we'll go to the next game. Men of Mackey are taking on the money team. Men of Mackey are some scrubs from a Purdue team that didn't do anything. I don't know any of them. Haas isn't on the team. Like, I didn't even recognize any of them. I've lived in Indiana for the last 10 years of my life and have kind of been forced to watch Purdue.
Okay.
I'm taking the money team minus 5.
Money team?
I don't know any of them. Yeah.
Okay.
That hype boy fucking pick. I've ever heard one.
The money team minus 5 and then best Virginia minus 3.5. Parlay those together and you're at plus 264. If you want to throw in War Ready,
plus just money line parlay.
Yeah, just money line.
Yeah, plus 590 money line parlay. Or no, actually, those are all spreads.
Does your car run on burning U.S. dollars?
Actually, yeah.
Tell you what, the Marshall and Best Virginia. That's an in-state rival game.
Yeah, you got to lean. You got to take.
To be honest, I don't see a good, clear name game today.
What? Yeah, no, I agree. And also, just full disclosure, I am, like I said yesterday, bleeding out. I'm not betting TBT until the final.
What?
So, yeah, I'm one bet a day right now. And it was the Rays yesterday, and it lost.
Wow.
So today, I have one bet, and I'm doing that until I right the ship.
Wow.
Just stopping the bleeding. Just stopping the bleeding.
Our king is dead.
No. Just a little parlay tolerance break.
Golden Eagles. Oh. Is that a Marquette team?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Shaka fucking coaches.
I was going to say, Powell, are you just going to blindly take the Golden Eagles Marquette team?
Yeah, of course. Shaka there?
I don't know if Shaka's going to be there. But actually, they won the fucking TBT championship in 2020.
The Golden Eagles
did?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, fucking Golden Eagles.
-3.5.
That one's hot.
Against the Red Scare. Yeah. Is the Red Scare the Johnnies,
Bruce
though?
Is back.
Is that the John Cena Red Scare?
Yeah, fucking.
Jeez.
McCarthyism?
No, oh, it's Dayton.
Okay. Flyers. I feel like there are a lot of names to go with, and they went with the Red Scare.
Yeah, I'm not no name game for me today.
But you do like the Golden Eagles.
Maybe. They've got fucking...
Yeah, give me the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, feed me.
They've got pizzazz.
Hand feed me.
All right, man. What's the Continental Cup?
It's the Commissioner's Cup, actually, Tony. So,
sorry.
And no, it's kind of a new thing. This is the first year they were doing it. They wanted to do it in 2020. COVID killed that, obviously.
Is it just the two best records so far this year?
Yeah, in the Eastern and Western Conference.
Okay.
So the two best records right now are the Las Vegas Aces and the Chicago Sky.
Ooh.
It's now, Tony.
Sky.
Good game.
I know. Now, Tony, you know my team here.
The
I am a Vegas Aces fan. I am a noted Vegas Aces fan. Okay. And I also hate the Chicago Sky. So
okay, wow.
The Chicago Sky were
taking
bet
points
against them my first game. No, I'm actually taking Las Vegas Aces money line plus 128.
Whoa, okay.
Bruce, Las is that Vegas your one dogs?
Bruce, is that your one pick of the night or?
No, it's not, but I do like the Aces there. Gotta take the points in the Commissioner's Cup. Everybody knows
it's
that.
It's an 8:30 start. I mean, what if your one pick of the night hits early? If
it's not gonna tell you that.
The first time that Vegas has been dogs?
Yeah, the first time that I've seen them being dogs.
Okay,
yeah.
So that doesn't mean anything.
Why'd Seattle cut that? What happened with that player in Seattle, Mitt?
The one that was breaking team rules or what?
She just didn't want to play. They terminated her contract.
What? Didn't they tweet that out as a contract divorce? Is that one?
Yeah, they both didn't want to be part of it.
Let's not talk about things we don't know.
No, that was what they said.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm right.
I don't This is news to me.
Yeah, they cut their center. She probably, well, you know,
don't,
who knows?
Don't speculate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't speculate. I don't
know. Rebound well
or
enough,
regulate.
Dude.
Don't speculate or regulate.
Or regulate.
All right.
She couldn't rebound. Seattle Storm wasn't winning games.
We've wasted enough time. Let's get to baseball for tonight.
Hell yeah.
Not that the WNBA or TBT is wasting time, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, money's still green over here, Tony.
1,000% Mitt. That's the fucking motto, okay? Doesn't matter what you're betting on. Fucking dollar's a dollar.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yo.
Dollars make sense to me.
Hell yeah. All right. Baseball tonight got a bunch of games. There is a game underway, but we don't need to talk about that one. 6:40 p.m. Pablo Lopez versus Powell's guy, Hunter Green. Marlins at Cincy. Cincy got the better of him that last night. I got Lopez better than Green, but the Reds have been hitting better than the Marlins, so I'll stay away from that one.
Lopez been struggling last few.
A little bit.
Giving up 5.
A little bit. Does that mean you're taking Reds?
Yeah, give me Hunter Green. I think Reds are playing better ball right now. Reds plus a half at home.
He's your guy. He's your guy.
Yeah. He's coming out.
Just had Dansby on today. Atlanta at Philly. Spencer Strider versus Aaron Nola. Both have been pitching pretty well. Phillies have actually been hitting a little bit better than the Braves. Have the Braves gone a little cold here?
No.
So what are you doing?
Nola Strider on the bump. I don't know. I've never been a fan of Nola. I don't know how he can even. I don't even know how his ERA is under 4 at any point in his career.
It is.
Every time I bet this guy, it's a fucking nightmare. Give me the Braves money line okay. First 5.
All-star starter for the AL, Shane McClanahan, goes against Spencer Watkins, who Baltimore's been good. Spencer Watkins has not. Tampa can't fucking hit, though, and they've gone cold. They've lost quite a bit, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half at -160 with the Rays right now.
Absolutely.
They stink.
The Rays?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a playoff spot.
They sure are.
They and are.
That's their
broadcast. Oh, last night was tough.
The Red Sox are literally 3 games out of a playoff spot. They've had 1 winning month this year.
Yeah. Can't catch a pop up.
Rays have been good at home. They're 7-3 in their last 10, but they are 1-6 in their last 7 on the road. So I don't want to lay it. Even though that's the side I would. Side I would go. Rays probably. The Rays bit you. That was your one game last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my one game last night. I'm staying away here.
Okay.
You can probably guess the one game that I am on. And the side that I'm on.
Andre Pallante is going for the St. Louis Cards, who we're hearing a lot of rumors that they are the favorite to land Juan Soto. Now, have you heard that? Padres and Cards?
Yeah, that's what I saw, too.
Goes against Berrios, who's actually kind of turned it around. Last 4 I saw, he hasn't given up more than 2. He was terrible to start the year. Pallante has not been good since he's been a starter. Not going to take it, though, because it's a ginormous lines, because I believe Arenado and Goldschmidt unvaccinated, not playing in Toronto.
Change the fucking rule, dude. We can't do this all fucking year, man.
Hell of an advantage for the fucking Jays.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And nobody, did every Blue Jay have to be vaccinated or no?
I would assume so. Yeah, they're not going to, yeah.
Isn't it a Canada, like, thing? Like, isn't it like a Canada law?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but what's it for? You can now travel unvaccinated. Like, what's the law? You can't throw a baseball because you're unvaccinated?
I don't know.
There's literally no fucking rule at this point, dude.
All I know is the Jays are -235, and I like them tonight, but I'm not laying that.
Yeah, if I almost want to take Cardinals +5 +1.5, but you take Arenado and Goldschmidt out of that lineup.
Yeah, and plus Pallante has been on whatever.
Good luck.
All right, so we got nothing there. Brian Shaw is going for the Guardians versus Josh Winkowski. I got Winkowski's being better than Shaw, but Cleveland's hitting better than Boston. Did Boston fucking, you know, did they shake it loose last night? I don't know. I'll wait and see.
I'm back.
Shocker. Shocker. As long
as they're wearing those fucking yellow tarps.
Again? Are they wearing them again today?
Huh?
Are they wearing them again today?
You'd have to think. Whenever they win a game, you got to stick with something. Christ, give me Sox first five money line.
Okay.
Brian Shaw's a reliever, right?
Yes. I think.
Winkowski's been all right. This is terrifying, man. If the Red Sox start losing, they're going to trade fucking Eovaldi, JD. Like, they say that all those guys are on the market.
Yeah, but at least, what's his name, isn't?
Who?
Who were you worried about?
Xander?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to pay him anyways.
Well, maybe. You might.
Here's what are we doing fucking nickel and diamond, dude? Like, we get a fucking GM for the Rays. We're not the Rays. We're the Boston Red Sox. We have fucking money, dude. Pay somebody. Christ.
You don't have to tell me, dude. This is the game, I believe. Your one game of the night is going to be a homer pick?
Yeah, yep. It is going to be the Yankees, Montgomery on the bump. The Mets struggle with lefties. And the Yanks, you know, I know Walker's been good, but we rake righties. Just put Giancarlo on the IL, so my cash out is dropping like a rock.
Actually, you're right. The Mets are not good against lefties. The Yankees, do you know the Yankees are number one versus lefties? Tywan Walker's not a lefty, though.
He's a righty.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Third best against righties.
When?
WOBA in July.
When? Okay.
Weighted on base average, sir.
Oh, here we go.
I'm That's staying away. I'm not taking either side of this.
Yeah, I've been flipping back and forth, but give me the Yanks.
Let's put them on our lap and spank them. Let them know who's tan this is.
My first pick of the night, Padres at Detroit. Didn't go well last night. Clevinger goes against Garrett Hill. Clevinger's been pretty good. Garrett Hill is not. I laid the half with the Padres first five. Nothing.
We all right?
I'm not in the business of laying a half with Clevinger just yet.
Okay. I would. I think yesterday down was up and today.
Yesterday down was up.
Fucking hop on.
This is favorite parlay. Like, I'm itching.
Hey,
over
if you're
here.
Up, then you're up.
Yeah, you can't win a bet you don't place too.
Something to think about.
Here's
a fucking great pitching matchup. Jose Suarez goes against Angel Zerpa. Angels and KC.
Zerpa is a bit of a menace, to be honest.
Fucking Zerpa. The Angels are, here's an interesting stat for the KC and LA game. Both left-handed pitchers. Angels are dead last versus lefties. KC's number one over the last month.
Ohtani listed as day-to-day.
So Zerp has only gone one. He's only got one start this year, I believe.
Filthy, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Give me the Royals first five money line.
Okay. I think that may be the way I would go.
Fucking Zerp for the win, dog.
I don't know. Fuck that. Bundy is going against Ethan Small. Big Ethan Small guy? No, me either. Minnesota at Milwaukee. Man, if Bundy wasn't a complete fucking bozo on the road, I would have taken Minnesota. But he fucking has a 70 ERA on the road and like a one at home. I am not pulling the trigger on Bundy here. I will stay away. Are you doing it?
I can't believe I'm fucking saying Bundy. This.
You taking him? Minnesota?
Twins, first five plus a half.
Hey, I thought about it long and hard.
I couldn't believe it was plus a half.
I know. Trust me, I know. All right. You got to explain this fucking line to me. Will you explain the line to me?
Go on.
Kopech is...
Yeah. Don't overthink it. Fucking White Sox plus a half. How?
Kopech is going to Colorado against...
In what world?
Against Marquez. And it's a fucking pick'em here. Give me the Sox.
I mean, give me the plus a half all fucking day.
What
Let's
are we doing?
Go.
I So I couldn't, I don't know what that line is.
I also doubled down and took a minus 110 money line for full game. We got to get a fucking win here.
I don't know what's happening there.
I mean, it's midweek. Tony La Russa is completely fine. He's getting, he's out. He's not at the bar. He's fine. No. He's gearing up for the week.
So
everybody knows La Russa is sobered up on Tuesdays.
Yeah, dude. We're making fucking decisions. Kopech is fucking dealing. Let's fucking go. Southside till we fucking die.
Here's another. Well, it's gone up a little bit. I thought Stroh's, Luis Garcia is good. Manea has also, or sorry, Montas has been good for the A's as well, but I don't see Houston losing two in a row to the A's. I could be fucking wrong, but I went full game because Houston's bullpen is number one or number two or whatever. And who knows how Montas is only he's back off of injury. He only went three innings last time. I'm taking the Stroh's full game money line.
Taking A's first five plus a half. Woo! Just because I think this is Montas. This is a showcase game, right?
Yeah, before you.
You want to get out of fucking Oakland? Here you go, lad. Fucking show up against the Stroh's.
That'll definitely help.
It's a great point. Yep.
Rodon versus Tyler Gilbert.
What the fuck happened here last night?
So I can tell you that the
Giants just aren't that great this year.
I can tell you that they've lost five in a row. And I would take a look at taking him tonight because Tyler Gilbert's not good at home, and he's a lefty, which the Giants hit better. But I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Fucking Giants first five minus a half.
Okay,
I mean, figure it out, lad.
Fucking Jeez. Figure it out. Dane Dunning, Texas Rangers at Seattle. George Kirby's been better than Dunning. Texas is hitting a little bit better than Seattle, but Seattle's hot and Texas is not. I'll take George Kirby first five money line.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom.
And then we got Josiah Gray and Mitch White in the late one, Washington and L.A.
Nothing Another barn burner.
Nothing for me there.
No, I'm good.
All right, so I got Padres first five, lane the half versus Detroit. White Sox first five plus a half. Stroh's money line full game and Seattle first five money line.
I have Reds first five plus a half. Braves first five money line, Red Sox first five money line, Royals first five money line, Twins first five plus a half, White Sox first five plus a half, A's first five plus a half, Giants first five minus a half, and the Mariners first five money line.
Okay.
Come on.
Bruce's one pick is the Yankees.
Yep.
It's real hard.
What did I say, Yankees?
I don't know. Did you?
Yankees first five money line if I didn't.
Thank you. Hey, fucking thank you.
Yeah, come on, Bruce.
All right.
Come on.
Let's go to the NFC East. We're doing the Giants today. Did the Cowboys yesterday. We'll do the Eagles tomorrow and the Commanders on Thursday. The Giants have the longest odds to win the division at plus 700. They're plus 8,000 to win the Super Bowl, plus 4,400 to win the NFC. Over-under is 7.5, juice to the under. Plus 225 to make the playoffs. They were 4-13 last year.
Should have won six games. You can say confidently. Dexter Lawrence wasn't offsides against the R words, and then the Falcons game was
memory lane.
It was a Jason Garrett abomination. So
yeah,
they should.
Mike Glennon wasn't your fucking quarterback. You would have made the playoffs.
They should have won six games and. That was probably the worst that a season could possibly get.
I will say this about the Giants. They have been an absolute unders betters dream for the last 2 years. Because under Mr. Judge, was he there for 2 years or just one?
Two.
Their defense was actually pretty good. And their offense.
Yeah. Still is.
Offense fucking stunk.
Still is. The defense didn't really take a step back. It just got injured.
So they added, I don't know if this is an addition or not, Tyrod, which I think is a good backup for Danny Dimes, at least teach him a little bit.
It's big.
And worst case scenario, if Danny Dimes gets hurt, which
has happened each year,
Tyrod is not a complete disaster.
Yeah.
He's not going to win you a lot of games though.
He'll at least play football.
Just give him his flowers one time.
No. Why? Why would I?
Fucking minute. Fucking
why would burial. I?
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I was like, this guy's being way too kind. I knew that was coming.
You fucking don't like Tyrod Taylor.
I have nothing against Tyrod Taylor as a human fucking being.
T-Mobile.
Dude. I love him as a human being. Great human being. Okay?
Great quarterback.
Great quarterback.
Still be
great backup quarterback.
Great backup. Sure. Here, I'll give him his flowers. Bruce said it. He's a great backup quarterback.
High end backup quarterback.
He's a very low end starting quarterback.
Top tier backup.
Took a bad Bills team to the playoffs.
He did. Well, with Shady too. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. So they added Tyrod. They also added four offensive linemen, including Glowinski from the Colts and Feliciano.
Yep.
And they got Feliciano?
Yep. And then Neil.
They lost.
Everyone's been raving about Neil, the draft pick.
All right. Let me fucking get that, dude.
All right, go.
Nate Solder, which he hasn't played in
a while. The guy was an absolute traffic cone. Probably the worst tackle in the history of the NFL in his last 2 years. I had his jersey and have a lot of
respect. That's whose jersey?
I have a lot of respect.
Nate Solder tarp, dude.
Me.
Will Hernandez, who's an absolute fucking road grader.
Yep.
James Bradberry.
Yeah.
Good part of the defense. Bradberry, yeah. Logan Ryan.
Bradberry.
Jabril Peppers. Kyle Rudolph.
No, we do not have Peppers.
No, you lost them. These are losses.
Yeah, these are losses.
These are losses.
Bradberry was a cap casualty. That was probably the saddest one. Kyle Rudolph, I mean, he got Danny Dimes killed in the red zone.
And your number one playmaker, Evan Engram.
Evan Engram cost the Giants football games, was a cancer on and off the field. I know he was partying. I seen it on the IG. I know he was partying. And he's dropping balls for the Jags at training camp day one. So good riddance, Evan Engram.
They did draft Evan Neal.
Yeah, he's a dog.
They also drafted Thibodeau. Couple notes here. Kenny Golladay needs to stay healthy. And he needs to play like he's getting paid.
And take off the invisibility cloak.
Yeah, Tony also needs to stay healthy. Kadarius.
Yep. It's actually big.
Tony Brady?
He's not on PUP, which is big.
Sterling Shepard also needs to stay healthy.
He tore his Achilles, so he'll probably be on PUP. Hopefully, we'll be ready for week one.
They are going to have a vastly improved O-line with who they brought in and if Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal can play.
Tony
is must-watch TV.
He is.
Andrew Thomas confirmed can play. Evan Neal, I think you can be confident in. And Matt Peart, the backup tackle, he tore his ACL towards the end of the year. He should be back. The real story from last year is just devastating injuries. All captains didn't finish the season. Danny Dimes had that scary neck towards the end, so we were just with Glennon forever.
Including Saquon.
I know every team deals with injuries, but it was like really tragic last year. Every dude, Jabril. It's like after every big win, it was like, oh, we're actually dead. Nick Gates was a dog on our interior O line playing center and guard, and then he like his leg like snapped in half. It's brutal.
I'll tell you my worry for them. Their secondary is very young though.
Yeah, it's very, very young. Xavier McKinney's kind of the leader back there.
Yep.
Hopefully Darnay Holmes can play in the slot and they can kind of piece it together. I'm confident in the Giants defense just because we've, like, even while we sucked, it's never been the problem. So I'm not going to just assume it will
be. And you got Wink Martindale, who's a pretty good defense coordinator.
And Wink Martindale fired up about that. Hopefully get some sweet memes, maybe, from the sideline of him.
The secondary he's a beast. Worries me a little bit. Pal, how do you feel about the Giants this year?
They'll be better than last year.
As long as they're not very deep, we'll say that.
Yeah, no. And they've been snake bitten by injuries.
Well, when Gettleman's your GM, of course.
What I'm probably most excited about is, Dave's is going to get the guys moving in motion. I think under Jason Garrett, we went in pre-snap motion the least in the NFL, basically.
Why would you? I mean, why would you go
I guess so, yeah. Just fucking line up and run power O until Saquon's fucking leg snaps. That was basically our strategy last year. This year we're going to have Kadarius and Wandell Robinson flying around. I love the speed. And, you know, Danny, he just has to clean up all the kind of like mental mistakes and fumbling every time he gets sacked. And besides that, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
I will predict that you won't fucking sneak it from on third and 10 from your fucking 5 yard line.
Yeah.
I will predict that this team will also not be in the fucking position to be in the playoffs. And they're probably going to be in the position to be fighting for that first overall pick.
Whoa.
So. Congrats, Bruce. You got Bryce Young and the under of 2.5 alternate win total for the New York Giants at plus 1,100.
Mitt did not like what happened yesterday.
You can't do that, dude. You can't fucking do that.
Mitt, see it. See you in Jerry World.
I don't see that happening. Well, let's
go. Giants.
Tired of being a boss, dude.
Yeah, the Giants will beat the Cowboys once.
Yeah.
No, there is no fucking way.
There is a chance. Maybe if Tyron
fucking starts, Daniel Jones is not.
You too. Side bet it.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna straight up bet that.
One and one.
Man, I can't wait till you're wearing that fucking Nate Solder jersey sitting right there.
I'm so fucking mad.
Pick your number. Yeah, the Nate Solder jersey, and you can pick the money.
No, no, no. There's no money. It's Nate Solder jersey, and you have to wear his fucking.
He should have to wear one of the fucking.
Don't giant you have that Cowboys leather? Size. Don't you have that Cowboys leather jacket?
I have a bunch of shit.
We'll figure that out. You're wearing something.
I don't know.
Let's go through the.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to wear it with your Martinez tarp.
The Blake Martinez jersey, and your jersey choices are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know
hilarious.
How you
Bruce.
I grew up with a Sean O'Hara jersey. Jesus. I always like having a kind of off the beaten path jersey. I usually decide
hey,
after week one.
Who's the whitest
one.
Guy on the team? Give me his jersey.
No, it's not that.
It feels like it.
Did you have a Jeremy Shockey jersey?
Of course. I had a Jeremy Shockey like shrine, basically.
All right, let's go over the schedule. Okay, Pa?
Go ahead.
Potential wins. Need the wins here. Bears, Jags, Houston, Detroit, Seattle. You're probably going to have to get one against the Commanders.
Yeah. Oh, we will get one, if not two, against the Commanders.
Don't sleep on Houston.
I know. I love David
Mills. Get two against the Commanders?
I think we could easily get two against the Commanders. We usually beat them. Like, because, you know, over the last, like, 4 years or so until last
year. Fouls high on the Commanders this year. I got to feel like I sense it.
I could not be less scared of Carl Wentz and the Commanders.
See, that's not a hard schedule, though.
It's super easy.
Huh? Well, the NFC East has a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah. I mean, the other games, Carolina, okay.
Yep. We beat the shit out of them last year.
Tennessee, Minnesota, the Colts.
Tennessee, I'm kind of just counting as a loss week one just because I can't tell you the last time the Giants won week one.
Yeah, this is Dave's era.
Yeah, I mean, with Eli winning the Super Bowl.
Well, you got a better chance week one than you do after everyone gets hurt, because that's just what happens.
I don't know. Because there's always those weird giant wins.
Sure.
You can just always.
Beat the Raiders last year.
Yeah, that was one. We beat the Saints in OT when the Saints were wagging early on in the year. Jabril was like, we want to plug them all. Yeah. Like, we will always you can always mark the Giants down for two games that they shouldn't win, that they will win, and two games that they shouldn't lose, that they will lose.
Just two?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be winning.
Don't they have the least amount of wins over like the last 5 years of any franchise?
No way.
I don't know. I try not to look at those.
They're two Super Bowls.
I'll say this. No way. I'm not taking under the 7.5 because it's juiced at minus 165.
Yeah, hammer the over.
There's a chance of the over. Maybe I'll take the over.
At 7.5?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take that.
Bro. How is it that high?
I think 8 wins, 7, 8, 9 feels right. 7, 8, 9 wins, that range is where they're going to be. 9?
Come on, Bruce. Yeah,
I could very well see them winning 9 games.
9?
Yeah, easily. It's an easy-ass schedule.
It's a good fan.
Why do you not want to honestly just tank the Daniel Jones experiment? And
maybe he's good.
Because I'm a Giants fan. We don't go to the playoffs and choke every time. We go to the playoffs and basically win the Super Bowl every time we go.
So you've gone...
Like, I don't have that perpetual fear of going to the playoffs and pissing down our leg.
Hey, no.
And also the way quarterbacks move around nowadays, like, I think tanking's almost, not dead, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're building around Danny Dimes, and if it doesn't work with Danny Dimes, they're building around whoever the fuck is going to be next.
Yeah, like, what if Baker Mayfield has a good year with Carolina?
Good.
Good situation.
All
right. Right? Jeez. I mean, Sam Darnold talking himself up like he's got a shot at that job. It might be one of the best storylines going.
And he got his fifth-year option picked up, so he's making a shit ton.
Who?
They wouldn't Sam have. Darnold. They, it was Sam. They wouldn't have traded for Baker. Yeah. There's no point.
All right.
They drafted what's his name?
Fucking Mike Corral.
I like Corral too.
Big yeah, Corral I guy. Do too. He's a beast. I
love Corral. All right.
That's not a bad QB room.
A lot of you add those guys up, they'll make one good quarterback.
At least one and a half, maybe.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more baseball, more everything. Anything that you could bet on right now, we're going for. We will do the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow, which a lot of people are high on. We will do that. and Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah, the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
We'll do that.
Who's playing, Bruce?
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau is in it.
He's running it back.
Cantlay, I believe, is the favorite right now.
Yep, Cantlay is the favorite.
Yeah, I don't think. I still don't understand. Like, why wouldn't a guy like just play Morikawa and get a fucking win?
Hey.
Even John Rahm. John Rahm hasn't won since COVID.
They're in Europe. They're just taking a little Euro vacation after the fucking Open.
Gotta get it done.
Got Bill Zalatoris in there.
Bill will get
it. Oh, Bill's in?
I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but I'm...
Kizgod.
I would love to see Bill Zalatoris get the W.
Who's the favorite, Bruce?
Cantley's 10-1.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.